Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, reports from Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, and Florence County. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio. So stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And by the way, all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm is back from vacation this week, and he joins us from home in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, Jeff, welcome back. And gosh, you were in Colorado for a whole week, right?
Yeah, we were there from Monday through basically Sunday, and we had a great time. I mean, it was nice to get away from everyone. I mean, we were miles into the White River National Forest, it was so cool waking up and seeing the sun come over the mountains and seeing all of the wildlife out there. We saw, my wife actually made a list of the wildlife, but we saw elk and mule deer and, prairie dogs and all kinds of fun stuff for the kids to look for as we drove down the road. We did a little fishing and, it was really a cool experience. We got to see waterfalls and, rock formations, and it was just, I got the list here. So we got few different types of hummingbirds, mountain bluebirds, weasels, bald eagles, magpies. It was so fun. Lots of fun.
Cool. Now, this was at a place owned by your boss, right? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yep. Yeah. So it was a little less than a year ago. My boss ended up purchasing a home in the area, and he hunts elk in the White River National Forest, and this property came up. You know, as a dreamer, he was always kind of looking at property in the area, never really pulling the trigger. And this property came up, and he went after it a few different times, with different deals, and eventually was able to land a deal to purchase it. And it is just outside of the zone he hunts elk in, and sits within the largest migration of elk in Colorado. Rolls basically through his front yard.
Oh, nice.
It's really kind of neat. So he straddles a couple of different, zones. He can, the zone he's, the house is in and most of his land is in is, you'll need points if you want to go after a bull there. Otherwise he can get his over the counter tags at the zone right next to it. So it's pretty cool deal.
And that's where you hunted elk a few years ago, isn't it? Or the same area?
Yep, same area. In fact, we were trying to make our way up the mountain in the Polaris to go check that out. And I was going to show the family where I was, but there were so many different private roads and all that up there. And I just don't know it as well as, my boss Robert does. So I was like, we'll just take a nice ride through where I do know where we are. And you guys will just have to imagine what it looked like.
Did the kids enjoy seeing the different forms of wildlife out west? I remember my trip to Wyoming, gosh, maybe 20 years ago now, when we took a TV crew out to Jackson Hole, and we actually did a segment on Western wildlife. Now, there's a lot of overlap, but there were some unique animals as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the kids loved the idea of when we would see the mule deer. They had just their antler formations. They're different. The prairie dogs. My son loved seeing the prairie dogs. He lots of ground squirrels, chipmunks, things like that. The mountain bluebird was really cool to see. You know, we had to look that up right away. It's like, wow, is that an indigo bunting? No, it's a mountain bluebird. And the different hummingbirds that are there as well was really cool to see. The kids love that. There's very active hummingbirds in at the ranch house. We'd fill the feeders twice when we were there, and they really enjoyed watching that. So did my wife.
Now, you drove out, right?
We flew out, actually.
Oh,
it was the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, we flew.
Wow.
We flew from Minneapolis to Denver, and then we drove to the mountains. And so it was the first time for my kids on an airplane. And so that was an experience. First time getting them through the airport. And then on the way back home, we took a red eye. The plane took off at 5:06 mountain time. And, so we had to get up pretty darn early to get to the airport. We made it just in time. As we got to our gate, they were just starting to board.
Oh boy.
So, it was an early morning and a long day, but, we had a good time. We did it safely, had a blast.
Well, that's great. A lot of firsts there for the kids. And I haven't flown in quite a while, as you probably know. And I actually canceled my trip to the Southland and Florida this summer because I didn't feel up to driving, and my doctor wasn't real keen on that, nor was Deadeye, as you could imagine,
yeah.
You know,
sure.
Several
yeah.
days on the road. And then when I did the math, I thought, well, geez, I really should have flown. Anyway, I kind of made that decision not to drive a little too late, and
sure,
still could have booked
sure.
flights, but next year if I go, I'm flying.
It really was great. And we panicked a little bit because they had that big shutdown with the banks and all that. We went through Frontier. We really got a good price on flights. They were right on time. In fact, we were early. We took off early on Sunday morning, coming back, landed about 15 minutes early. So really overall, it was a great experience with the rental car. So it was all these little things that kind of could have gone wrong, you know, especially traveling with a family for the first time. They actually all went really, really well. And we had a great time. We panned for gold at one of the historical sites. We visited a couple different museums, and it was a very cool experience, Dan. We'd definitely do it again.
Nice. Well, now that you're back, I would imagine Robert is thinking BMX racing again.
Yeah, we've got about a month and a half, 2 months of real hardcore racing left, through the middle of the season. And, Robert's, gonna get on a bike here, and, hopefully in the next week or two, we'll have, intermediate rider. He'll move up from novice, 'cause he's two races shy of that, and he's ready to go race with his friends that have already leveled up ahead of him.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how about your next tournament? When is that?
Yes, the next tournament is next week. We're going to be over in Garrison, North Dakota, where I will not be able to fly the trailer. I'll have to drive
right
out there. But, we'll be in Garrison, North Dakota, at Lake Sakakawea for the National Walleye Tour. And then the following week, we'll be in Webster, South Dakota, for the Masters Walleye Circuit on Bitter Lake. Really looking forward to both of those events. Haven't been to either one of those places, so it'll be cool.
All right. Well, meanwhile, I've been farming, which is kind of what I do now these days, and you know the expression, make hay while the sun shines. Well, finally, we got almost a week of sunny weather and fairly dry, not too humid, and all the farmers we've been dealing with had hay down, and they baled, and man, we've been getting hay from, I think, three different farmers this past week, and I wore myself out with Ozzy stacking hay in the trailer and then out of the trailer into the barn.
Sure.
We weren't using the elevator this year because we've had the chain jump off the track a number of times, and we just figured out we'd do a load at a time, do it by hand, and I'll tell you, moving 60 bales of hay three times, twice for each load, and then doing that three times, that's enough at my age.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's enough at my age.
Yeah, yeah. And then for a change of pace, we helped a friend butcher a dozen rabbits, and we got our share of them for our efforts and ate one so far. Very tender domestic rabbits, less flavor, less, I don't know what you know, it's not wild cottontail rabbit or woodchuck, sure. But there's less flavor in a domestic rabbit. It's kind of like comparing, I don't know, chicken to pheasant or, a domestic turkey to a wild turkey.
Sure. But yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, very good. And next weekend, I'm heading north to Eagle River for the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association conference at Trees for Tomorrow. I'll be hauling the boat up with me, and we'll do some musky fishing on the way up and back. And if John gets back from Scotland in time, he will probably join me, and we might fish a day somewhere in Bayfield County to wet a line and just see what the muskies are up to this time of year.
Sure.
Well, coming up, speaking of John, he's our Northwoods correspondent, and he's on the show this week talking about sailing on Lake Superior. We'll also talk with Eric Prince, Director of Development for Florence County. He's inviting us to enjoy summer in the beautiful Northwoods of Florence County. All kinds of activities going on there. And Charter Captain Dumper Dan is back to talk about great mixed bag action on Lake Michigan off Sheboygan. And if you don't already know the story, he tells us how he got that name, Dumper Dan. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Peatonwell are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-Peatonwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. And you'll find updates on his Facebook page, including a video and audio report based on this conversation every time we do it on his Facebook page, which is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. Second sponsor this week is Mansion on the Lake at mansiononthelake.com. And we'll find out about the connection between Mansion on the Lake and Dumper Dan. Well, joining us once again, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
You betcha. Great to be back, Dan.
How has the fishing been? It's been 2 weeks now. We gave you kind of a week reprieve to get caught up there. What are you catching?
Right. Fishing here out of the Port of Sheboygan, Dan, continues to be outstanding. A lot of different areas to try for different kinds of fish, but I know even the pier anglers are cashing in on a lot of salmon off the north and south pier, so there are fish close to shore in that 20 to 40 foot of water range, all the way out to 200 feet of water, fish scattered everywhere. We're catching nice-sized lake trout out deeper. We're catching king and coho salmon closer to shore. And in between all of that, there's some nice steelhead, rainbow trout around, so good variety, bunch of different areas here out of the Port of Sheboygan. Water temperature, Dan, surface is about 65 degrees, but down about 50 to 60 feet halfway down to the bottom, the thermocline is, and it drops off to about 52, 54 degrees. A lot of good area to try here out of Sheboygan, a lot of fish being caught by a lot of anglers.
Well, that sounds good. Now, these Chinooks are close to shore. What's going on? Are they getting ready to spawn already?
No. They come and go with the bait fish. And with this water temperature changing and this, like I just mentioned, some cooler water down below. I mean, even by the harbor in that 30, 40 feet of water, that bottom 10 foot, you know, is cold. And there's bait fish tight to the bottom and there's salmon in there. And there's a lot of different size fish by the harbor right now. There's some 5 to 10 pound coho salmon there. And there's also some shaker king salmon. What we call shakers, they just shake the rod a little bit, but they're the kings that were just planted this year, and they're about 15 to 18 inches long, and they can weigh up to about 2 pounds. A lot of them we do throw back. Once in a while, people will keep them. They're legal to keep anything over 10 inches, so there's shakers around, king salmon, and then some nice-sized kings, too, the 2- and 3-year-olds. An occasional 4-year-old are being caught too, the bigger, you know, 20-pounders. So all different varieties of sizes, Dan, and they're feeding on this bait fish close to shore, and cold water temps on the bottom and warm on the surface, and that's what's holding these fish close to shore.
Well, Dan, what are you catching them on?
Spoons are best right now, Dan. Spoons have been really good, like the moonshine, glow-in-the-dark spoons, yuck spoons, pro kings, Magnum spoons, and then regular standard size spoons, white, orange, green, white has been good. Some of the holographic spoons have been good, like a green prism, orange prism, red. So spoons are catching a lot of these variety of fish, including the shaker salmon as well. And there's a few nice kings coming on silver hordes or J-plugs. That's been working well. And then out deeper, we're running the rotating flashers, fly combinations down deep for the kings at that level. A lot of different tackle you can throw at them and catch them on just about anything right now.
And you say the pier fishermen are catching them too. What are they using?
They're jigging. We watch them when we go out every day, and a lot of times if they're catching some fish, we'll set up right there and we'll make a few passes in front with the dumper dam boats. And I've done the same with my Robalo, just going out and putzing around for a little bit. They just throw a spoon out there to hit the bottom, and then they jig it all the way back in. Some are using like Eowife for shad, you know, off the bottom on an egg sinker. That works well too. Or casting a Cleo, Mr. Champ, Kale Wobbler works good. But jigging's usually about the best. That's what most of these guys have been doing. And the pier's been loaded with people and they've been catching them. So it's good to see.
Well, that's good. How about small boats, private boats? Are they out as well?
Oh, yeah. They're out as well. There's tournaments going on here in July. There's a lot of different tournaments. The Powder Puff just was. Samarama just ended. Also, the Cleveland Derby's coming up at Hyka Bay. So a lot of smaller boats out fishing tournaments and also just out fishing. And they're catching them as well. You go out and you look around, you can see nets flying on different boats, you know, catching landing fish. So, yeah, it's been fun. And all these different variety and sizes of fish keep it real interesting.
I'll bet, yeah. Now, with July winding down, how does August look for you? Do you have openings?
We do, Dan. Yeah, August for me is always kind of a late one to fill every year, but we usually fill it pretty close to 100% by the end of the month of August. But give me a call. We do have openings. We do have some weekends open yet, and during the week in August, my number 920-377-1147. Best way to get a hold of me is that way. Email dan@dumperdan.com works as well. Check out our website, dumperdan.com. And also, always check out our Facebook page as we're posting videos and pictures daily of what we're catching. And maybe you'll recognize somebody on some of them pictures, too, because we post a lot of pictures on Facebook daily.
And there's a picture of you once in a while. And, you know, Dan, you are featured on Mansion on the Lake's Facebook page and their YouTube channel. What's going on with them?
Yeah, they had, well, back in spring there in May, I went over there and set up my booth display, just a small table set up, and that was their feature for charter fishing and boat cruises, obviously, out of the Port of Sheboygan, that Mansion on the Lake. They had a nice open house in spring there, and that's where I was at that time. See the picture on Facebook of us there. Great place. Just a beautiful mansion on the lake, 10 miles basically north of Sheboygan, just a little north of Cleveland, right on Lake Michigan. Just a beautiful setup. Indoor-outdoor pools, tennis courts, basketball courts. They have it all. Kitchens, pool tables, dartboards, the whole nine yards. Beautiful place. I think it's 9 bedrooms, if I remember right. So you can take big, large groups there and stay overnight. Get a hold of Lacey. She does a great job managing that. The owners are great people. They're locals as well. Mansion on the Lake's always got something going on there, and they always have some availability. I know a lot of their dates are filled, too, but give them a call. See if you can get in for some lodging there.
And, folks, if you have not ever heard the story of where Dan Welch got the name Dumper Dan, if you go to mansiononthelake.com and click the link to their YouTube channel, there he is telling the story for, gosh, what, the 100th time probably in 30 or 40 years? You've told that story a lot.
Oh, yeah. You're at Dumper Dan's when you come out fishing and lodging with us or in my store. That's the number one question. How did I get my name? And back when I was a kid, I'll tell you right now, so remember this, you won't forget, I was about 12, 13 years old on a charter boat. And landing, netting fish is not easy, but I lost some fish in the net working on a charter boat, and he lost a bunch of fish in the net, not just one, but quite a few. So then they call me Dumper Dan the Net Man, and it stuck.
Yeah, well, there you go. And it became your brand, and your logo, you know, has your Dumper Dan name there. And it's one to remember. It's easy to remember. There's so many charter businesses out there, and a lot of them have some connection to a lake or to this or that. Well, Dumper Dan, that's easy to remember. Well, Dan, thanks so much for that report. We will talk to you again probably in 2 weeks and find out how the Kings are doing at that time.
You betcha. We'll keep you updated and look forward to talking again with you soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. You're quite welcome. Dumper Dan Welch of Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on the web at dumperdan.com. And don't forget his Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, and check out mansiononthelake.com to hear that story again and maybe to learn a little more about Dumper Dan and about Mansion on the Lake. A great place there north of Cleveland, and that's Cleveland, Wisconsin on Lake Michigan, not the Cleveland somewhere east of us on Lake Erie. So I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now from Bayfield is our Northwoods correspondent and my son, Jonathan Small. John is a licensed sailboat captain on Lake Superior, and I thought it'd be a good idea to get a report on the big lake and sailing conditions up there this summer. Well, John, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We've had a lot of rain here in the south lately. In fact, another inch just overnight here. And I hear you've had rain up there, too. Has that impacted the sailing or the kayaking on Lake Superior?
Not really. We had such a dry winter that kind of any water has been very welcome. I think the lake levels are about back to normal. They were low to start the season, but we've had a good amount of water. Really, the only problems we've had is the road damage from a couple flash floods.
Where's that damage been?
Yeah, mostly Bayfield, Ashland County. I think we had 5.5 inches in an hour.
Oh, boy.
And closed down Highway 13 between Bayfield and Cornucopia and washed out quite a few driveways and shoulders on the highways here. They're just like 2-foot drop-offs in some places. But they've pretty much got it wrapped.
Okay, that's good. So people can still get around up there.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
All right. I understand the lake has been calm occasionally, which is rare up there.
Yeah, I've had quite a few sailing trips where we are essentially motoring around looking for wind or, you know, looking at rocks and sunken vessels and whatever else we can find to entertain ourselves while we try to sail.
And you can see the shipwrecks when it's calm, right?
Yeah, there's one good one right outside of Red Cliff called the Fedora. So shallow, actually, part of the hull comes out of the water.
Hmm.
We can, you know, motor right up to it and get within a few feet.
Wow. You don't dive on those?
No, we don't.
Now, a friend of mine, Tim Lesmeister, who has a summer place on Madeline Island, posted some photos of him and his wife, Ray, paddling their inflatable kayaks through the Devil's Island sea cage just a few days ago. It had to be calm for them to do that.
Yeah. They must have motored out there. But yeah, there's been quite a few nice this days, calm water out here, which is ideal for kayaking, not so much for sailing.
Yeah, well, Tim's got a Grady White, so I'm sure they did that. They got out there. Well, you say the wind has not been great for sailing, but you've been sailing quite a bit.
Not to say that there's no wind. In fact, we had Bayfield Rape Week here for sailing. About 10 days ago, there was an Around the Islands race where the wind was perfect, and they set new record time. It was under 8 hours. I think it was like 7:40. From Bayfield out around Devil's Island, Outer Island, Michigan, and back around Madeline Island.
Wow.
It usually takes for 20 hours.
Uh-huh. And they did it in 8 hours, under eight.
Under eight, yeah.
Wow. Now, when you say you go looking for wind, how do you do that?
Well, we look at the surface of the water, and, you know, when it's calm, it's very easy to see a wind line where the texture changes, the water looks darker, and that indicates that there is a breeze. We also motor into some of the channels where the wind funnels between the islands and builds up enough for us to sail. Most of the trips I'm doing are short day trips, you know, half day. Or a couple hours, so we don't have a very far range. So we know where to look. There are places where the mainland will saddle, you know, like in between hills on the mainland, which also funnels wind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game of chasing. Oftentimes we motor over to where we saw the wind, and by the time we get the sails up, it's gone.
Okay, then you move on.
Yeah.
Now, when you're looking for wind, of course, you're always watching the weather as well in case a squall or a bad storm comes by.
Of course, yeah.
How do you monitor that besides just watching?
We do have weather radio, and we also are equipped with smartphones, which have radar and other wind apps. So, yeah, we just keep an eye on our various instruments and keep an eye out.
Now, you work for two companies now, right?
Correct. I'm sailing for All Hands Sailing and True North Sailing Charter. 7 different boats, which I can sail on.
Have you had them all out yourself?
No, I've only had 4 out.
And they're different boats?
4 of them are roughly the same configuration. And then there are 2 catamarans and a clipper, which is my business. Clippers, Starling is the name of the clipper. It's a double-masted Choi Lee clipper from Hong Kong. Was brought over here in the early 1970s and has lived on Lake Superior most of its life, well-maintained and fun to sail.
All right. And when someone sails with you, they have a chance to do some of the work, right?
Ideally, they do all the work if I have it my way. I basically take an anything's available approach, and if he people are interested in sailing, I will let them back the boat out of the dock and pull up the line, steer the boat, and back and do everything they possibly can. I end up doing sometimes 3 or 4 trips a day, so any help I can get is much appreciated.
And do they sometimes say, well, wait a minute, what are you doing here?
I've had that exact conversation, in fact. I was out on a trip with 3 couples, and we've been sailing for about an hour, and I was sitting there drinking a coffee, telling jokes, and this woman's like, so what exactly do you do? And so I was like, oh, well, yeah, all I have done was walk the boat off the dock and then basically delegate. But for a lot of people, that's, you know, that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of people interested in sailing or who are thinking about buying a sailboat. So as much experience as they can get pulling lines, steering the boat, doing whatever it is, they'd really appreciate it.
And, of course, you're guiding them, I assume. You don't just turn them loose. You tell them.
I show them what to do, or I describe it, help them when they care. One good thing about these large sailing boats is they're very forgiving. Really, unless there's a squall, there's hardly any mistake we can make that we can't recover from very easily. These boats won't tip over or capsize. 2/3 of the weight is in a lead-filled keel, so really it's just a matter of readjusting and coming around.
So very safe and a lot of fun.
Very safe, very much fun, yeah.
All right. Well, what are the two companies again, and what are their websites?
I believe it's allhandsailing.com and truenorthsailingcharters.com. True North Sailing, that's the one with Clipper.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, John, I understand you're going to Scotland in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's right. A good friend of ours is having a baby christening, and, you know, he traveled all the way here for our wedding, so we're traveling all the way to Scotland to celebrate that.
All right, and any outdoor adventure plans while you're there?
Well, so far we have 2 outings booked. We're doing some canyoning, which, as I understand it, is a cross between rock climbing and hiking. Wetsuits are provided, so I assume it's going to be in a gorge and in some water.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a kayaking trip where we're going to paddle around the Holy Isle and then hike to the top and then paddle back.
Cool. Well, we'll talk to you after that trip and see how that compares with kayaking and climbing here in the States.
Yeah. Should be interesting. It's going to be on the Atlantic.
Cool. John, I understand you got some new deck boots from La Crosse Boot Company recently.
Yeah, they're quite good, actually. I had a similar pair from another company that they're quite as breathable. So these have been very nice. People have complimented me, especially on the orange sole, which seems to be a joke among people that, well, at least we can find him if he falls over.
Which hasn't happened, right?
No, not yet.
What are they called?
The La Crosse Alpha Deck Boot. It's a rubber boot with no laces, nothing to trip you up, and very warm and comfortable. They're quite good for sailing and other boating activities.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Folks, if you want to check it out, go to lacrossefootwear.com and search for Alpha Deck Boot. Well, John, thanks so much, and enjoy your sailing and enjoy your trip, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you.
You bet. Jonathan Small, my son and a kayak and sailing guide, mainly sailing now, licensed sailboat captain on Lake Superior, and you can find out more at allhandssailing.org. And TrueNorthSailingCharters.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about opportunities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now once again is the Director of Florence County Economic Development, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Well, gosh, you've got a lot going on there this summer. This weekend, this airs most places on Saturday, and Saturday is a big event right there in Florence, isn't it?
We do. We have a couple of things going on. One of the ones, I actually participated in it last year. It's called Run Like a Zebra.
Yeah.
My friend Marla, who owns a gym out in Crystal Falls, she's doing it here in this area. It's a run, walk, or roll for Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's a 1K or 5K, and Ehlers-Danlos is a very debilitating disease. And Marla has many family members that actually have this Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and that's why they have the 1K, because some of the folks that have it can't do the whole 5K. It's a great event, and it's to raise money for the Zebra Hearts Foundation, which was formed by Marla for Ehlers-Danlos. You can check it all out at runlikeazebra.com. It's going to be here in town at the Florence Community Center in Florence. You can register online, whether you want to walk, roll. And then after the race, there's going to be awards. They'll do like a bounce house for the kids. They'll raffles, 50-50. It's really fun for the whole family. It's a fun event.
Eric, that sounds like a great event for a great cause. And you've got things going on in August as well.
We do have things already picking up for August. We have a big event called National Night Out. This is done all around the country. It's held over at by NWTC in Aurora, and it's on August 6th. They bring, you know, local fire, police, EMS. They come out over by the ball field over there, and I think they had like over 1,000 people there last year. It was fun. I've gone to the last couple of years. They had one of the medical helicopters come down. They had three of the canine units, and they actually put on an exhibition on how they sniff out narcotics, how they can take a person down. You know, they put them in that big suit. It's really a fun event. There's food that you can get, concessions. They actually brought in a couple of balloons, the hot air balloons.
Oh.
It's a big event. You know, it's a tri-county, and we have all of the equipment. I know the Blue Ox Trail Riders, they're the ones that do all the grooming. They'll bring one of their huge groomers to kind of show it off. The whole thing is very well done, and it's a great chance for families, their kids, to come out and get to know the people that are actually saving lives and servicing the county and the surrounding areas. It's really a fun night, and they really work hard to put the whole thing together.
It sounds like it. So when is that?
Tuesday, August 6th.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly. I think it starts at 4 or 5 o'clock, but it's all online. It's called National Night Out.
Okay.
The other big event that I would throw out there is that, and I don't have all the details yet. I know they're coming on the weekend of August, what is that, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of August. It's the Florence County Fair, which happens just south of downtown Florence. I know that they're going to have a professional arm wrestling contest. They're looking at doing the mud runs again. They are also going to be doing a professional truck pull where, you know, they pull those big trailers. And I know that they have quite a bit yet, but I don't have all the details from the crew. But as soon as I do have it, I will share it out. I know that we have on Saturday, August 10th, a fishing derby down in Long Lake with the Roadhouse 139. As I get the detail, I will definitely have it out there. Some of these are already there on exploreflorencecounty.com or on the Florence County Facebook page.
All right. And you told me before we started recording that you're working on a comprehensive plan for recreation.
Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission is working with Florence County Parks and Recreation. I'm just getting the word out for a survey that they have. Because what Parks and Rec is working on right now is a comprehensive outdoor recreation plan for the years of 2025 through 2030. So basically what it is it's an online survey. It'll take you, I think, 5 or 10 minutes. And it's an opportunity for you to tell us what's good, what's bad, what should we fix in Florence County in our forestry and parks so that we can take that information and include it in our plan for the next 5 years. So we're looking for the general public, and then actually that goes through the end of August. On the website or on our Facebook page, I did put a link out there. You may have to scroll down a little bit because I put it out there a couple of weeks ago. But if you can't find it, anybody can reach out to me, call me, email me, whatever, and I'm more than happy to get them in touch with the survey. It should only take you a few minutes.
Okay, and I understand you're going to do a little trail riding yourself real soon and some paddling too, right?
I am. I'm actually on vacation this week, and I have some family out from Boston. We are going out on ATV, UTV trails tomorrow. We're going to see our friends down at Roadhouse 139, and we're also going to be doing a paddling trip with the one and only John Roberts, who knows the Pine and Popple Wild Rivers better than anybody. So we're really looking to have some fun.
Eric, it sounds like you're going to be a busy guy, as always. We're talking during your vacation, so I know you're a busy guy.
It's fine. I love what I do.
Yeah, I guess you do. Well, we will talk to you again in a few weeks and find out what your paddling trip was like. We'll want to hear about that and your trail ride and anything else going on in the month of August and September, because, my goodness, fall is coming soon.
It's coming quick. I talked to somebody last week about colors and how we want to cover those. And I don't want to be done with summer yet, you know, and I'll tell you what, Dan, the only thing I'd say is that thank you for everybody that has come up, may have been frustrated with some of our road construction over the last couple of months, but that's all behind us. We had a fantastic July 4th. We still have all the campsites. Get out there, enjoy a campfire, have some family fun. We just want to have a great second half of the year going into the fall. So we appreciate everybody coming up and visiting us. If you have any questions or anything, just call me, email me. Look forward to having you here in Florence County.
And your phone number and email are on the website, correct?
They are, absolutely.
All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your vacation and have fun paddling and riding, and we will talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Eric Prince, Director of Florence County Economic Development. You can learn all about the things we talked about, find out how to get in touch with him, and more at exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have a big inventory clearance sale on all new boats of all brands going on through July. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com.
And I think those deals on new boats are going to be pretty good because, I don't know if you heard this, Jeff, but Mercury is laying off, I think it was 1,700 employees because the motor sales were down the first half of the year, I think by 20% or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of new boats are not, a lot of boats, period, aren't moving. Have probably something to do with the interest rates.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, I hope that doesn't impact our my deal as a pro staffer. We'll find out come the end of the year as we look toward next year. Well, folks, if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And you can listen to this show anytime. Download it and take it with you. At a couple different places, you can go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, download the show, and listen to us at your leisure. You can also find us at outdoornews.com/podcasts. Dan is on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
A few notes from the DNR this week. We mentioned this a couple weeks ago. There are a lot of outdoor skills program in Wisconsin this summer, fishing and shooting related events. Too many to list, but to check them out for learn to fish, learn to hunt, or learn to shoot events, visit the DNR website, search for events or outdoor skills training. And speaking of training, they are looking for hunter education instructors. So if you thought about doing that, you can find information on that as well. The deadline to apply for an upriver lake sturgeon spearing permit is August 1st. DNR website has info on that. And the August 1st is also the deadline for entries in the 2025 turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamp competition. And if you're an artist and haven't entered, you better get your brushes out. You've got just a few days. DNR website again, keywords wildlife stamp competition. And finally, for August 1st, the deadline to apply for a bobcat permit if you are interested in trying to get one this fall. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You'll find more on Warren and his music at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.